This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The busiest airport in Europe is shut down this morning. Heathrow in London closed because of a power outage. 1,300 flights a day go in and out of that airport, none of them taking off or landing. A new warning to the owners of heavily traveled bridges across the U.S.
The National Transportation Safety Board now urging dozens of bridges across the country be assessed for risk of collapse if hit by a ship. Among them, the Brooklyn Bridge, Golden Gate Bridge, Chicago Skyway Bridge, and the Benjamin Franklin Bridge in Pennsylvania. The recommendation comes as NTSB officials release new details about the collapse of Baltimore's Key Bridge. It's been nearly a year since a cargo ship lost power, slamming into the bridge, causing it to collapse, killing six people. Officials saying the disaster could have been avoided.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert, President Trump, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, and Elon Musk himself denying a report that claims the military will brief Musk today on plans for any war that might break out with China. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. The legislature's Joint Finance Committee has announced public hearings for the next 2 year state budget. April 2nd at Kakana High School, April 4th at State Fair Expo Center in West Allis, April 28th at Haywood High School, and the 29th at North Central Technical College in Wausau. Legislation that would change how the Department of Public Instruction measures standardized test scores is headed to the desk of Governor Tony Evers. Evers initially said the new state standards adopted by DPI last year should have been publicly vetted, but that he'd likely veto the bill now. About 90 members of United Auto Workers Chapter 291 walked out over the noon hour on Tuesday from their jobs at Cummins Drivetrain and Braking Systems in Oshkosh. They're requesting higher pay, an end to mandatory Saturday work, and eliminating temporary workers.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly cloudy and breezy today. We may catch a sprinkle or two here by later this afternoon. Our high in the upper 40s. Tonight, mostly clear, 21. Tomorrow, sunshine, 42, with some rain mixing with snow. Tomorrow night into Sunday, we could see more rain and snow into Monday. Get the bathroom you've always wanted for $99 a month, interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
We'll be right back. It's all fun and games.
Till somebody tells on us.
Maximum Hits.
99.7.
Max FM.
Something I can hold on to. I know you think I'm like the others. exchange, no time to exchange you and I.
I guess.
Maximum hits.
99.7 Max FM.
Yeah. most nonstop hits of the 80s and 90s.
A 50-minute music hour continues now
on 99.7 Max FM.
Yeah! 99.7 Max FM.
I shook you up.
Retro Pop Reunion with Joe Cortez.
I love the 80s.
80s. If you grew up in the 80s, you had certain artists you loved, and you hung out at certain places, like maybe the mall. Hey, it's Joe Cortez, coming in with the biggest hits of the video music era this weekend. The 80s and 90s every weekend here on Retro Pop Reunion. Talk to you then, right here on 99.7 Max FM.
Did you know there's a city in Wisconsin that goes all in on the idea of celebrating St. Patrick's Day for more than a week? Members of the Shamrock Club of New London, about an hour west of Green Bay, lead the festivities, which brings thousands of visitors to the area. But do you know what has officially kicked it all off for more than 40 years? Here's club member Ryan Lanning with the answer.
The Monday of our St. Patrick's week is we always have Leprechaun Day, and the leprechauns are responsible for changing the population signs symbolically from New London to New Dublin, and then they visit various schools and nursing homes, and we bring smiles more than anything, and we like to enlighten our community. That's part of what we're about, and truthfully, I think everybody looks forward to seeing us, seeing the green suits and all the mischief and shenanigans that we like to pull. It's just a great time for everybody.
Even the city council votes to make New Dublin the official name for New London this time of year. That is one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Winter is out and winning is in. It's our Break in the Spring statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. Your daily shot at a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. And every entry gets you closer to the grand prize, a brand new Verlo Queen mattress set complete with a mattress, sheets, protector, and pillows. Download the Civic Media app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Choose your station, then get set to win starting Monday, March 24th.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
That's all I want to hear.
is always telling me so. Just hold on, hold on, and I won't let you go.
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo.